here. And this is not normally the Moody Hours, but this is a very special thing that's happening. Christopher Teal is a producer for a radio show on KMFA in Austin, Texas called Pipe Works. This program showcases notable organists from all over the world, highlighting, and this one is highlighting, my father, Dr. Frank Speller, both as a performer and as a composer. It first aired on July 9th, 2017. So I won't say much more because Christopher Teal says it all, and I will now play you the show that he did of my father's work. Here we go.
Welcome to Pipeworks, KMFA's Pipe Organ Music Program. I'm Christopher Teal, with you for the next hour here on KMFA, today with a special program celebrating the life of Frank Speller, Austin organist and longtime professor of organ at UT, who died this past May at the age of 78, just 2 months ago. So many of us knew Frank Speller or knew of him, or had heard him play. He'd have been in Austin nearly five decades. Frank Speller, though, came from Tyler, Texas, born 1938, received his bachelor's and doctoral degrees from the University of Colorado at Boulder, where he worked with his main teacher, Everett Hilty. In between those two degrees, he took a master's degree and a performance certificate from Indiana University in Bloomington, Indiana, from Oswald Ragatz. And for a year, from 1959 to 1960, he studied at the Conservatory of Liège in Belgium with Pierre Froidebees, a legendary Belgian organist and composer, and the French virtuoso Jean Demessieux, who also taught at the Liège Conservatory. Frank Speller came to UT and to Austin in 1968 to teach organ and harpsichord. Back in 1968, the primary teaching and recital instrument at UT was the Aeolian Skinner organ in the old music building located near the main tower at UT. The organ fell into disuse and disrepair in the 1970s and was eventually moved to Amarillo in the late 90s to an Episcopal church there, St. Andrew's Church. In the mid to late 1970s, Frank Speller spearheaded a project for an organ builder for the main recital hall in the then new music building being built behind the LBJ School of Public Affairs. After an exhaustive search involving organ builders from all over the world, UT settled on the Visser Roland firm of Houston in December of 1980. The Visser Roland organ in Bates Recital Hall was, at the time of its building in 1983, the largest tracker organ in the United States. A tracker is simply a flat strip of wood that conveys the action of the keyboard directly to the organ pipes. And while some of the action on the organ in Bates is electromechanical, the main part of it, the key action, is not. This mighty instrument, the Visser Roland organ, has over 5,300 pipes spread over five divisions, and the organ case is 38 feet tall. It's a stunningly beautiful instrument, visually and aurally. And it's Frank Speller's biggest material contribution to the organ scene in Austin, and indeed in this country. So I think it entirely appropriate that today we celebrate his life hearing the instrument that he put so much careful thought into. Of course, just as important as the stunningly good recordings we'll hear in just a minute is the music made by the many students he taught. Today's celebration, or rather my celebration of Frank Speller's life and work, is in two parts over two programs. Part one today, Frank Speller, the organist. Part two next week, Frank Speller, the teacher and composer. This is a personal show for me. I knew him for 34 years. I started studying with Frank Speller in sixth grade at the age of 12 and continued through the end of high school. Then after college and grad school, I returned to Austin and came back for my master's and doctoral degrees at UT with him. Hap Speller was an exacting teacher who held his students to the same high standards of excellence he held himself. And those standards are nowhere seen better than in his playing. I think the trademarks of Frank Speller's playing are these: unflagging rhythmic drive, clean, clear, and crisp articulation, an ability to focus on getting the tiniest of details right while never looking past the forward trajectory and larger vision of a piece. And I think finally another trademark of his playing was kind of a less is more approach. Musical gestures were always musical, but never self-indulgent. Frank Speller strove to amplify the voice of his composer, of the composer. I think we see those characteristics on beautiful display here as we hear Frank Speller perform his arrangement of J.S. Bach's Symphonia from the church cantata Wir danken dir Gott. Frank Speller on the Visser Roland organ in Bates Recital Hall here in Austin. Thank you. athleticism, clarity, crispness, joyful rhythmic drive, all hallmarks of Frank Speller's playing. We heard his arrangement of J.S. Bach's Symphonia in D Major from the cantata Wir danken dir Gott. Frank Speller performed on the Visser Roland organ in Bates Recital Hall at UT. As I mentioned earlier, that organ is an instrument into which Frank Speller put so much thought and care. And one thing he would always tell me in my organ lessons, when I was lucky enough to be able to play on that instrument, was how much color that instrument has, how many different mutation stops, a wide range of tonal palettes that most organs in the United States, indeed the world, simply don't have. Here's a piece that shows off the incredible palette of colors available to the organist on this organ. This is a set of variations by German Vincent Lübeck, who lived from 1654 to 1740. Variations on the chorale tune Nun lasst uns Gott dem Herren. Frank Speller again on the Visser Roland organ at Bates Recital Hall.
Voice of Ashon. are listening to a radio program that was produced and hosted originally by Christopher Teal on Austin's KMFA, their Pipeworks Organ Series. This is the first hour of the show, which originally aired on July 9th, 2017. I'm Marlette Moody, and I'm showing this for you. Just want to let you know that you are tuned in to The Voice of Vashon at 101.9 FM, KVSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. And Voice of Vashon thanks Windermere, Vashon Real Estate for their support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. And now back to the program.
The rich and varied colors of the Visser Roland Organ and Bass Recital Hall at UT are a beautiful display there. And that set of variations on Nun Lasst uns Gott dem Herren by German Vincent Lübeck. Next to Frank Speller performing on the same instrument, one of the great masterpieces by J.S. Bach for the pipe organ, Prelude and Fugue in B minor, S544.
Thank you.
This is the Voice of Vashon. I'm Arlette Moody. You are listening to a program that was originally for the Pipeworks Organ Series radio program that is on KMFA in Austin, Texas. It aired July 9th, 2017. Christopher Teal is the producer and host of that show. We are listening to it because it's featuring my father, Dr. Frank Speller. Also want to let you know that VOV programming support is provided by First Student, a community member business providing safe transportation for our island students. They also provide charter services for your special events, and they're looking for new drivers who enjoy working with our children. Call 206-463-6799. This is a two-part radio show. You're listening to the first part tonight. The second one is happening a week from tonight on November 1st. 8 p.m., and I'll play you the second half of that. We will now continue.
J.S. Bach's Prelude and Fugue in B minor, masterfully played there by Austin organist Frank Speller on the Visser Roland organ in Bates Recital Hall at UT. You're tuned to KMFA 89.5 FM in Austin. I'm Christopher Teal, and this is Pipeworks, KMFA's pipe organ music program. On the broadcast today, it's a celebration of the life of Austin organist Frank Speller, who died this past May, a couple of months ago. Next to one of Mozart's two fantasies for the pipe organ. This is the Fantasy in F minor, K594, composed originally for a small clockwork organ, which played by itself. It was commissioned by the wife of a Viennese general after he died. The form of this Mozart fantasy in F minor is ABA, and the A's, which are slow, reflect sorrow at the general's death, and then the fast B middle section celebrates his victories in battle. Frank Speller again on the Visser Roland organ in Bates Recital Hall at UT. Thank you.
Are listening to the voice of Vashon. However, this program is a pre-recorded show that was on Pipeworks that premiered on KMFA in Austin, Texas, July 9th, 2017. The producer and host is Christopher Teal, and he has featured my father, Dr. Frank Speller, on this two-part series. You're listening to the first part now. But this is the voice of Vashon, just so you know. VOV programming support is provided by Mike Verharen, a Vashon realtor for over 20 years, bringing homes to life with short, compelling video marketed to the world, showing Vashon in high def at VashonProperty.com. And we're going to continue this incredible music here. I'm thrilled to show this to you guys, so I'm hoping you're enjoying this. Continue with Christopher Teal.
That was Mozart's Fantasy in F minor, K594, performed on the Visser Roland organ at UT by Frank Speller. Next up, to a work by Eugène Gigoux, Grand Cœur Dialogué, a recording again by Frank Speller. His notes for this recording read, "The title means full organ in dialogue. Huge batteries of sound were thrown from one part of the organ to the other to make this piece of French organ music one of the most exciting in the 19th century." Gigoux, who was organist of the Church of Saint-Augustin in Paris for no fewer than 62 years and professor of organ in that city, deserves to be remembered for this piece alone. Frank Speller on the organ in Bates Recital Hall at UT with Eugène Gigoux's Grand Cœur Dialogué, full organ in dialogue.
Thank you.
voice of
Eugène Gigou's full organ in dialogue, Grand Coeur Dialogué. We heard Austinite Frank Speller perform on the Visser Roland organ in Bates Recital Hall at UT. Eugène Gigou's Grand Coeur Dialogué. Today on Pipeworks, it's a celebration of the life of Austinite and former professor of organ at UT, Frank Speller, who lived from 1938 to 2017. He died this past May, a couple of months ago. And today on Pipeworks, we're celebrating some of his recorded work. Frank Speller had an enormous affinity, indeed love, for the French repertoire. He loved this piece in particular, Maurice Durufle's Prelude and Fugue on the Name of Alain. Frank Speller on the Visser Roland organ at UT. Thank you.
Quick interruption here. This is the voice of Vashon. You are listening to a pre-recorded show that originally premiered for the Oregon series Pipeworks, which is a radio show down in Austin, Texas at the station KMFA. Christopher Teal is the producer and host of this show. This particular show is featuring my father, Frank Speller, which is why I'm airing it here on the voice of Vashon. Support provided by The Hardware Store Restaurant for Voice of Vashon, serving great, good food, free Wi-Fi, signature cocktails in a historic 121-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island. We are now going to finish up this program, but you are listening to The Voice of Vashon at 101.9 FM. Thank you.
Maurice Durafle's masterful tribute to a fellow organist, Jehan Alain, who died on the battlefield in World War II. We heard Maurice Durafle's Prelude and Fugue on the Name of Alain, Opus 7, performed there by Austinite Frank Speller on the Visser Roland organ in Bates Recital Hall at UT. It's been a celebration of the life and work of Austin organist and longtime professor of organ at UT, Frank Speller. Frank Speller died 2 months ago in May. And today we've heard works by other composers that Frank Speller has recorded. I hope you'll join me next Sunday evening at 9 p.m. here on Pipeworks for part two of this celebration of the life and work of Frank Speller. On that program, we'll focus on Frank Speller's own works for the pipe organ. There are two commercial CDs out of his works, as well as some work of his students. That's Pipeworks next Sunday evening at 9 p.m. here on KMFA. Part two of our celebration of the life of an extraordinary musician and a most generous and kind man. For Pipeworks, I'm Christopher Teal. Thanks for listening.
Thank you, Christopher Teal. And actually, the second part of that show that he was talking about, I will play a week from tonight, Wednesday, 8 p.m., November 1st. So please tune in if you enjoyed this first part. I'm going to tell you a little bit about Christopher Teal. Since graduating from UT's Butler School of Music in 2003 with a Doctor of Musical Arts, Chris has started a music department at Emory High School in Southwest Houston, where he teaches music theory, music appreciation, choir, and jazz ensemble. He also serves as Associate Director of College Counseling. Chris has worked as freelance organist and a locum tenens. He served as interim organist and choir master at Trinity Episcopal Church for over a year and regularly substitutes for colleagues at area churches. Teal is in his seventh year as producer and host of Pipeworks, and Teal has produced several programs on UT student and faculty organists. And I feel very fortunate that he did this beautiful show on my father. It is such a legacy that my father has left behind for all these wonderful organ music enthusiasts. I would like to take the show out with a piece that is performed by Christopher Teal. So this is an organ recital he gave from Truro Cathedral, Cornwall, England. This was live May 31st, 2002. This is The Fanfare for the Common Man by Aaron Copland. Thank you. thank you so very much for tuning in here for this special edition of the Moody Hours. Arlette Moody, have a terrific rest of your night. I will see you next week, Wednesday night, for the second of this series.